the nature of the ego itself, I want you to see that intrinsically, the ego has to be what it is, because when life emerged, back some age too long ago to remember, in order to survive, animal life is not provided with the inner source of energy. That's the basic conflict of mankind. Man is lacking an inner source of protoplasmic energy. Consequently, as I always say, the plants have chlorophyll. They don't have to kill anybody. They don't have to conquer anything. All they have to do is be, and they survive as a consequence of that which they are. They're not capable of sin. They're blessed in a way. So the animal, unfortunately, lacks energy, has to constantly acquire. The ego, therefore, is acquisitive. It has to sample everything out there. Is it good? Is it bad? That which doesn't have an ego, animals without an ego, don't survive. If you can't tell what's poison and what's food, you don't survive to evolve. So we've all, as animals, evolved then with an acquisition system. And this is the leading edge of the ego called the processor. The processor is that leading edge of information, knowingness, gatheringness. It then organizes it as memory and intelligence. That's the intelligent design of the universe, intelligent design of life. It processes, and it has to know. And those who are not capable of that die. So the ego is then considered to be the source of life. The source of life is that capacity to sample by either perception or essence. And of course, once you get to the level we're at in evolution, and now it becomes important to know the difference between perception and essence, because the world doesn't know the difference. The world thinks perception is essence. So the evolution of consciousness then means that the acquisitive formation and the idea that it is the source of life, it's the guarantor of life. And therefore, we assume it is the source of life. So the narcissistic core of the ego comes out of the nature of evolution itself. And unfortunately, in some people, it does not become dominated by spiritual energy, and it continues on, in which conquering triumphalism becomes an end in itself. And we see the evolution through the animal kingdom. The only reason I show the animal kingdom is because it demonstrates that evolution continues on through all of mankind, humankind, animal kind. And when it reaches a level of 200, it changes its nature. It changes from violent and aggressive and starts to become more benign. At level 200, animals are benign. A deer won't attack you. I mean, most of these people won't attack you unless you push them around a lot. You get a giraffe mad at you and you wish. But he doesn't want to be bothered, so it's your fault. So anyway, then we get up to the dogs and the cats and the African gray, and the African grays are a very interesting parrot. I don't know all that there is to know about a parrot. There's something there unknown. And the same with the cat's purr and the dog's wagging tail. There's things we don't know about them. But the bird at home will ring the phone, bring, 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 hello, I'm busy now, I've got to go now. Bye, click. Has a phone call, both ends, says hello and goodbye in the meantime. Has a conversation all by herself, sitting there. I said, there's got to be something more to this that we're not seeing. Why would this be? This would be 100 years of collecting all this information. I don't know. There's got to be some purpose to the animal world that we haven't discovered as yet. I haven't discovered this yet.